Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside of children all over the world. And I travel all over the world every night to visit with every single child in the world. And I'm a lovely candle sitting on the bedside. Oh, sometimes I'm a fat candle, sometimes I'm a skinny candle. Sometimes I'm a tall candle, sometimes I'm a short candle. And sometimes I'm not even a candle, but I'm always there, sitting on the bedside table of every child everywhere in the world. As I was visiting with some children the other night, I was watching them as they were arguing with each other. And they were living in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And they were living in the German part of Milwaukee, where most of the families had come from Germany. And they had migrated to America and were now living in Wisconsin and working and being there. And the mothers and fathers who had come over had their children. Their children were acclimating to the culture of America. And mother and father were finding it a little difficult, but the children weren't. And as mother and father were finding their way, things were not always easy, but they were good. And they had lots of children because they had that as their choice, to have lots of children. But with lots of children, they had clothing problems, and they had money problems, and they had feeding problems, and they had all these problems. And I sat there listening to these children as they were sharing with each other, and it was interesting to hear what they had to say, because as they were talking, they were saying that things were not as neat as they could possibly be. Now, Fritz was saying, you know, it isn't too cool to be the middle brother, because I got an older brother. I got an older brother, Raymond, and Raymond always gets the first clothes. He gets the nice clothes. And then after he's worn them and he grew out of them, then I get them. And I have to get these hand-me-downs. And I don't know that I like these hand-me-downs. And Mabel said, Fritz, you're a lucky guy. Me lucky? When I have to wear hand-me-downs? After he's scrumped and scraped them and mother's had to sew them back together again and stuff like that, I have to wear these things? Fritz, just think. As Raymond was growing up this past year, growing out of his clothes, he was living in them as a very happy boy. Yeah, Raymond's always happy. He gets his own way. Raymond has everything going for him. Raymond is a happy guy. Raymond is a lucky guy. Raymond has always got everything. Yeah, Raymond! Fritz, Mabel said, why are you acting like that? I get so angry that Raymond's got everything. Is Raymond happy? Yes, Raymond is happy. Well, Fritz, now you got Raymond's clothes. Yeah. Fritz, in Raymond's clothes are Raymond's vibrations. What's that? Yeah, in Raymond's clothes are Raymond's vibrations. What do you mean? What do you mean, Raymond's vibrations? Well, Fritz, Raymond's vibrations are his happiness. His feeling that he always gets everything. He always has the best of everything. He always has the nicest. And he puts these vibrations in his clothes. And they don't get washed out. They don't get shaken out. They don't get lost from there. Those vibrations are in there. And they're in there to stay. those happy vibrations, those good vibrations that say, I've got everything, I got everything, I get everything first, I am a happy guy. Oh, yeah, sure, no wonder he's a happy guy, he's got everything first. Mabel was trying to let Fritz know that he now has all those ready-made vibrations that Raymond had in his clothing. What do you mean, Mabel, that I have Fritz's ready-made vibrations, Raymond's ready-made vibrations in my clothing? What do you mean? Raymond didn't do it. So these clothes have been washed and they've been mended and they've been taken care of. But what do you mean? Well, Mabel said, look, here Raymond was sliding down the hill, see, on the back of his pants. You can see where he is sliding. Well, now, that's Raymond's happy times. Yeah. And here, he ripped his pants. He was working with the workbench, and he had the saw, and the saw came too close to his leg, and he ripped his pants. He didn't get his leg, but he ripped his pants. And he was so happy he didn't hurt himself. But he ripped his pants. And he went to his mom, and he said, Mom, I ripped my pants. And she said, how did you do that? I was sawing. Well, Raymond, be more careful when you saw. Put the wood in the vise, or put the wood on the horse there so that you can saw it properly, but not on your knee. Yeah, Mom, I learned a lesson. Thanks, Mom. I'll do it that way. Now, Raymond, you're intelligent. Now, always act that way. And so Mother sewed up the rip on his pants. You could hardly tell it was there. But it was a lesson that Raymond had learned. He learned how to handle a saw. Not because he didn't know, but because Mother reminded him that he knew, and he remembered. And so Raymond did a lot of other things, and he had his shirt. And remember this little thing here? This is where Raymond had a ballpoint pen in his shirt pocket. And the ballpoint pen wasn't a very good one, and it leaked. And he couldn't get that stain out of his pocket. So he had a little dot on the bottom of his pocket where the ballpoint pen left a mark. Yeah, I have to wear that dirty shirt. No, Fritz, that's not a dirty shirt. Mabel was trying to be nice about it. Fritz, that is a shirt with memories. That is a shirt that Raymond put his ballpoint pen in there, and Raymond writes beautifully. Raymond learned how to do his ABCs. He learned cursive writing. He is good. Yeah, well, I'm struggling. Yes, but as you wear Raymond's clothing, you will have his charisma of beautiful writing, of beautiful doing things, because Raymond always did everything so good. He was the first in his class. You remember that? Yeah, Raymond's so smart. Well, you're going to wear the smart guy's clothing now, because you now are the smart guy. The hand-me-downs are hand-me-downs that are handing down all the brilliance and the wisdom that Raymond has as he wore these clothes. To you. Yeah? Yeah, Fritz, you watch. You watch. Already you're smart. Already you're learning. Already you know all that wonderful stuff. Well, what about the socks? Look at all the sewing on the toes here. Look at how the toes are coming through, and they had to be sewed again. That's okay. Fritz, Raymond wore those socks, and he wore them through his toe, and he forgot to cut his toenails sometimes, and they messed up the sock. But Mother sewed them up, and they're okay now. But look at the scuff on the shoes. He's got new shoes, and I have to wear his old shoes. Well, because his old shoes fit you. And he didn't wear them up, he just scuffed them. Now, Raymond wasn't much for taking care of his shoes, but, you know, I like taking care of shoes. Yeah, I know, Mabel, you like taking care of shoes. Well, Fritz, give me Raymond's shoes. Then they're now your shoes. Because Mommy gave them to you, and I will polish them for you. Mabel, you'll do that for me? Why? Because I love polishing shoes, and because I love you, Fritz. Oh, Mabel, you make everything sound good and is good. Well, Fritz, everything is good. Now, just think of Howie. He's coming along later. And when Howie comes along, he's going to get the clothes that Raymond wore and that you wore. but they'll be worn out. No, they won't. You don't wear them out in a year. If you wear them out, then you throw them away, but you keep passing them down. And pretty soon, all the kids, all the boys will have their clothes. My sisters and I, we share. We pass along clothes too. And we get the vibrations, and I'm wearing my sister's dress, and she wore this to a dance. She wore this to school. She wore this every, oh, goody, 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 you know. And, oh, Mabel, you're so silly. Isn't it wonderful, Fritz? Isn't it wonderful to be so silly? Yeah, I guess so. Fritz, I'm going to tell you something. It's a secret, and it's just for you. I was listening to your vibrations in your clothes there that Ray gave you. And you know what your vibrations said? Your vibrations are saying, Ray wasn't working at capacity. He was doing good, but he wasn't doing as good as he could. Now, Fritz, you are a very special guy because you're a perfectionist. Now, you're going to take Ray's vibrations of working good, and you're going to put your vibrations in there along with them of working with perfection. And you're going to be the most proud scholar of our school because you're good, Fritz. Now you watch. As this year goes by, you will be the best student in your class and you will surpass them all because you want to read books beyond your class. And all the things you want to learn, all the things you want to do, Fritz, you are genius! Yeah, I am pretty good. Aren't I? I am pretty good. Oh, boys and girls, while Fritz and Mabel are having their talk about Ray's clothes that Fritz now has, I see the Sandman is coming to the door. He's bringing his bag of pixie dust, and he's saying, hey, time for bed, kids. And you get ready now to climb in bed. So you go jump in your beds, and you say, Mommy, Daddy, come hug me. Give me a kiss. I'm ready to go to bed. I'm ready to have happy dreams because Mr. Sandman's coming. And your mommy and daddy come in and hug you and kiss you. Snuggle you. Tell you how much they love you. And you say, oh, I love you, 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 I love you. And they'll say, stop that squeakiness. Mama, I love you, I love you. Oh, all right. So, boys and girls, I'll see you another time. This is Mr. Candle speaking. Have happy dreams and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.